Are you doing
jingle bells?
That's like what?
What are you doing, man?
What? I was harmonizing.
He was just doing jingle bells.
I was harmonizing.
That's a one horse open sleigh. Was that jingle bells?
No, it was harmonizing to the
jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun.
What's that whistling? Are you boiling water?
Yeah, I'm making you guys some tea. Keep
going. Thank you.
Keep going.
Thank you. I was like, what is that? That's the strangest.
That wasn't jingle bells, by the way.
That was just
harmonizing to the pomp and circumstance.
In the white horse open. What is it? White horse open?
What the hell's wrong with you?
That brings us right back in. White House open sleigh.
The
Something very important happened just recently.
Oh, my God.
Very important, and we're going to talk about it right now.
The world was watching.
The world was watching. Did Greg buy a new iPhone or not? So, this is just to fill people in. Exactly. Good music for the background. Last week, on the Shite Show, we had a bet that was placed.
Oh, yeah.
And that bet was that if Greg stayed iPhone-less, because he lost his iPhone, so purchase a new iPhone or not, until Saturday.
Careful, this is really hot tea.
Oh, thank you very much. Then Brian Gerard, you would owe me a
burrito.
So, I think we need to before we reveal what happened, because I'm not sure when things happened or if they happened. I think we need to talk to Greg here. And Greg, I want you to tell me how that week went for you.
Hold on, let me. Something I'd rather do first.
Uh oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Greg, how was your week?
Oh.
My week last week was good. It was challenging.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy working with your BlackBerry from 1973?
You know, the thing that's crazy is the BlackBerry wasn't even from 1973. I was lucky.
2011.
It was like a year and a half ago that this BlackBerry was state of the art. Sadly, technology is blazing.
Yeah.
Jet speed, supersonic, fucking
high speed
in front of us, so we can never really catch up.
Going from BlackBerry to iPhone, it's a completely different interface, and the apps that are available are mind blowing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going from dial up to DSL, and now you had to go back to dial up.
So. Yeah, it was hard. It was it was very weird. Because
what did you miss most? Like Instagram or?
I did. I missed Instagram a lot because I connect. What I realized is that what I miss most about my iPhone are the apps.
Yeah.
It's basically, you know, having an iPhone, it's like a little mini computer. You can surf the internet. I mean, my BlackBerry, the internet doesn't look like the internet. It looks like I don't even know. It looks like someone's writing it, you know, as it appears.
One of those teletype machines.
Yeah, it's just different.
Gotcha. All right.
So, that was, like, the apps were really the things that I missed the most, though, besides the internet. Because I don't care too much about, like, going on the internet a lot. But
we've learned that.
Watch out.
Yeah.
But the Instagram thing, I
connected
a lot. You
prefer to be ignorant to the news rather than actually aware
of
it.
Yes, totally.
Right, gotcha.
I connect with a lot of people on Instagram.
Yeah.
I also had some like apps on my phone that helped me to memorize lines that are actor-specific apps that were gone.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Are those free apps?
No, those are expensive. Not expensive, but one of the ones that I got was like $20.
What?
But it's an amazing app. Because it adds your the PDFs of the scripts that you have.
Yeah.
You can highlight them and then record your lines and the other person's line, and it will play back over and over on a loop.
Interesting.
So, like when I'm on my way to an audition, I just plug that in.
Wow.
And it's just a
good app. Well, this isn't an advertisement for that app.
It's not.
I'll look at that
Do
later.
Do you think if we say iPhone a lot that we could get some for free?
No, because here's
Definitely
why.
Not.
That's part of the problem from last week.
All right.
I fucking tried everything to reason with these people.
Sure.
Here's the deal.
Didn't I tell you? I told you, you can't come to the table with anything.
No, I know. But that's not going to make me not try.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean? Out of self-respect as a man, I was like, I have to try.
Right.
I can't just take it.
That can't take what? Are we talking specifically iPhones or phones in general?
No, both. Okay, yeah.
I can't take it. I was... Okay, so at the beginning of last week, I felt really fortunate that I had a BlackBerry because I had a phone. I had a working phone, and I was really lucky because I kept my BlackBerry, and I was able to reactivate it without paying any money after losing my iPhone.
You were very fortunate.
Nice. It was very nice because it kept me in contact with
you. If anything, you still had a phone number and all that stuff.
So I wasn't forced to buy anything.
Right.
But what I found was that I really was missing the experience of having an iPhone.
Right.
And that it really genuinely was helping my career in a way because I was able to... So I'm able to send emails, sharing videos with my agents and managers. I'm able to do a lot of things. I'm able to find out about projects that are happening. Using an iPhone, it's just you have access to things
that
you don't when you're using a BlackBerry.
The direction you're going here with this dialogue makes me feel as if you are saying you convinced yourself to get a new iPhone.
Totally.
You did.
Totally.
Okay, now... Hang on. Wait,
sorry, I had something in my throat.
Yeah, you did. You did. We'll see what it is. It might be your foot or it might be pride. So, you got a new iPhone.
I did.
Okay, now. When did that take place? After Saturday.
Thursday.
Oh, my.
Wait, of that week?
Of that week.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Greg, you didn't hold out.
I couldn't,
You couldn't hold out.
I couldn't hold out.
I should have known the amount.
Hold on.
You take an idea and you chew on that.
Oh, totally.
I've told you this before.
I know.
That's all you think about.
Yeah.
You, pick at
singular.
That. Singular. Oh, my God.
I couldn't even wait
a
week.
I owe Brian a burrito?
Yeah, sorry, man. Yeah.
I'll probably take a burrito bowl.
Can I tell you something, though? Honestly, though, Shine?
Yeah, please.
I honestly thought that I was fucking Brian over. Because in my mind, I was like, I think it was Wednesday. In my mind, the cutoff was Wednesday. But then I called Brian and was like, I got it. And I had to get a new phone number. It was this whole thing. You got my new phone number,
Well, I wanted to talk to you about this. Like, what process you actually went through. We know now that I owe Brian a burrito. And
I'm sorry. But I really thought that I was actually screwing Brian over on the over-under.
Right.
So I was kind of excited.
That's how much confidence I had in how this would play out.
Okay.
I knew exactly how. Yeah. All right.
There's
no way that he was going to go a week.
Right.
No way.
Right.
You know what I hate about this show?
What?
Is that I'm vulnerable and exposed. It's like I'm in a relationship with you guys. You know too much about
me. Wait, is that worse, or is it that you are apparently so predictable
to Brian Gerard? That's what I'm saying. It would be better if I could just remain isolated.
There's a little hummingbird outside of your window sitting there.
Yeah. They love it around here.
Yeah. So...
Okay.
Okay, tell me then what happened, because you went to AT&T, obviously.
Nope, Sprint.
On hands and... Okay, Sprint. So you went to Sprint.
Yeah.
On your knees. Did you crawl in?
I did, on hands and knees.
Right. Someone was whipping you from behind.
I hired this guy.
Did you bring baked goods?
No.
That tends
did
to
you,
work
Did
for...
you offer hand jobs?
Yes, people? I did. Oh.
Well, I mean, you know, he's doing everything.
I'm doing everything I can except
baked goods. Yes, except for the female that assisted you probably didn't appreciate
she
the
didn't
offer.
She didn't want to give me a hand job, which was weird. I was like...
Oh, wait, no.
Look,
you
I'll,
were
let
offering?
You give me, I'll let you give me a hand job if you give me this.
It's strange how that didn't...
I know, I couldn't believe it.
It is amazing
when
you're
over.
As hard as Greg, and I bore witness to a few moments of complete desperation where he's like, I can't believe... This is running. It ran his life.
Yeah,
for over a week.
Yeah,
no, under a week.
Well, wait a second.
Under,
over,
sorry, no,
over,
sorry,
under.
Under
a week.
All right.
Under. There's no conspiracy.
Okay, I want to know.
No. Under a week.
Are you giving him half the burrito?
No.
Yeah.
That burrito bowl is all for me.
Okay. So,
but I just as hard as he tried, and as much as he couldn't fathom that he was backed into a corner and he was getting rammed up the ass with this whole situation. He just couldn't accept that that's what was happening.
So you went...
Like, that's what... You just got to eat it. You just got to get kicked in the
finally
teeth.
Finally, I had to accept it.
Yeah. Surprising that you didn't make it to August of next year.
I know.
No, I'm going to be fine till August of next year.
Yeah.
3 days later, full collapse.
I know.
All right.
But like, you know, to Greg's point of his discussion, which he can certainly get into, is like,
yeah.
You realize that all the stuff that you think is not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I.e., okay, I lost my phone, but no big deal. I have insurance. Well, right. No, insurance actually is a big scam. It doesn't mean anything.
No doubt.
Okay, well, but I have a plan. I've been with you. I pay up to, what, $1,500 a year for this service. Clearly, I'm a valued customer.
Right.
We're going to work this out like normal, respectful human beings. Not the case at all. In fact, they're like, ha ha! Oh, you lost the phone, did you? Well, let's explain the varying levels of how we're going to drill you in the teeth.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. Like, when I decided that I needed a smartphone, I didn't think, I was like, well, I won't get an iPhone because Brian came to me and said, look.
He's living in the Android world.
Yeah, he's living in Android
world. Right.
Android.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, you could go get a Droid for $100. That's a total misconception. When you lose your phone, you're not getting anything for $100.
Exactly.
Because, like Brian said, the insurance on your phone is a scam. Because
what does that cover?
It covers a very specific linear sequence of events. If what happens to your phone does not follow that specific linear series of events in the sequence, you're not... You're shit out of luck.
A man named Patrick has to break one of the buttons on the phone, and if that happens, then we will give you 2% of the value of the phone.
And you must be on a sailboat heading east. And it's like that kind of stuff.
But you can't have water involved.
Mm-hmm. No.
Seriously.
The sailboat must be in the desert.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So I found, oh, wow, okay, the
And by the way, do you pay extra for the insurance?
Oh, yeah, I was paying $10 a month extra. For this insurance. The insurance did not cover loss, stolen, damage.
Have you canceled that insurance?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
The guy who ended up reselling me the phone was like, would you like insurance on that? And I looked at him like, and just was like, fuck no. Like, straight up.
That's awesome.
I mean, I had a good vibe with this guy.
What did he say? Did he laugh?
Like,
okay. But, oh, my God.
Is this an upsell point?
I know.
He's like, well, how can we get another $10 a month?
Yeah.
Those insurance policies are literally worthless.
Do you want the floor mats? We'll throw the floor mats in with
the
car.
Same thing.
You know?
It's the same thing.
The floor mats are actually better.
Oh,
what?
Man. That's a story for another time.
Okay, all right. But before we get into floor mats, let's talk.
So, anyways, I went to go. I was like, all right, well, Brian's saying that I could get a Droid for $100, that's great. But then I went and realized that any new phone that you're having to buy again, outside of like when you have your free upgrade available, which would have been August 2013 for me.
Yeah.
You pay your full amount. Outside of that, you're paying the full retail amount of any phone.
Yeah.
So even Brian's phone, which he got for $100.
I get my phone for $50.
Okay, $50.
Yeah.
That would be a $350 phone.
Exactly. Retail. I think I was saying that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize.
You were.
Yeah.
And you were correct. The sad thing was that the iPhone, I wanted to get the 4S. I didn't even want the new one. I just wanted the one that I had.
Yeah,
that was
going to
be $550.
I'm sorry. The 4S is
$550 retail.
Wow.
Steve Jobs, may you rest in peace.
No doubt.
Wow.
So what I did was I politely excused myself from the Sprint store.
Yes.
Threw my hands up in the air and was like, fuck it, I'm going to stay with the BlackBerry. This was my first trip to the Sprint store.
All right.
I just walked out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, I know how the movie ends because it's one of those movies where you get to see the end first and then you watch the rest of the movie.
Back.
But I like that you're still excited about the progress.
Hey, I'm hoping that this is all a lie.
No, but that's pretty good progress. Like the fact that I drove all the way to Glendale, up Brand Avenue, went to the Sprint mega store.
Yeah.
After I went to the regular Sprint store, when they told me, oh, we can't help you with that.
So you're thinking the mega store will have, like...
Yeah, they can help me out.
Mega kindness.
Yeah, mega kindness. There's a customer representative there that I'm supposed to talk to.
Gotcha.
She tells me, it's going to be $550. That's the cheapest thing that we can do. Hmm. And I just look at her and turn and walk out, like mid-conversation, just out the door.
So, drop the microphone to the floor and walk
out. So then I call Apple.
Yeah.
And I call Apple and I'm like, I'd like to talk to your whatever the department is that I could talk to a human being and reason with a human being. I'd like to be connected to that department.
Yes.
They're like, oh, customer relations.
There you go.
Great. Yep. customer relations me up.
Yes,
I will hold.
Yeah, I will hold. And I held for a long time. A lot of holding.
You're on hold with Apple Spring Store.
What?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. So I talked to this woman, and I'm like, look, I love Apple.
Yeah.
I have an Apple computer. I've always had Apple computers.
I eat apples a day.
Good joke. Yeah,
I love
apples.
And this is what just happened. And every time I said I lost my phone, every person, Sprint or Apple, goes, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Because they
They know you're fucked. They know what's happening
to
you.
Yes.
So I get that from her, and I'm like, yes, thank you. Thank you for the condolences. That being said, what can we do here?
Yeah.
Like, what can you do? I'm a man that needs this.
I'm a man with simple needs. Yeah. I eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day. And frozen pizzas.
I just need some help.
Yeah.
You know, like, I lost this phone, and it's important for my business or whatever. Yeah, there's nothing. Okay, I know that you're saying there's nothing, but is there something like that you're not?
Sir,
he's tier one.
Sir,
yeah.
Sir,
yeah.
There's nothing.
Okay, I know, but like, is there a
sir?
A program like a
sir? Mm-hmm. There is nothing.
Okay. I'm just gonna hang up, and then I hung up. So it didn't work. You know that didn't work. So then I'm like, what else could I do? And then I got an idea of, oh, okay. And also I was thinking about changing carriers. You know, like maybe
we talked about that. Yeah, like you get the cancellation fee and then...
Right.
So how much is the cancellation?
$250 to cancel.
Okay, just $50 off of what we were talking about.
Right. Yeah. So $250 off to cancel, but then going to any other cell phone company, you're having to pay a setup fee. And you're having to pay for a new phone. No, it's just, that's always what happens. You don't think it's happening, but it's like a $40 setup fee or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to transfer your number. There are all these fees.
Yeah.
And then you're having to pay at least $100 for a new phone. So that's $250, $350, $400. So right away, I'm like, well, I'm back at $400.
Right.
So as opposed to the hassle of moving everything, you know, from one to another, maybe I just go and buy this retail. But then I had an idea.
Wait a second. Did you get another line?
No. I was going to do that, but that was going to be
$20
more
option, right?
Per
so
month. Yeah.
Buying online,
and
then you just sort of phase out the other phone line, and that cost might offset the cost of a new phone.
But over the long term, it's the same amount of money.
All right. Okay. So what happened?
So what I did was I signed up for another 2 years with Sprint. I had to pay a $250 cancellation fee on my contract because I was prematurely canceling it and signing up for 2 more years.
Wow.
And then I had to buy the phone.
What a deal.
So $350.
What a deal.
But the thing that's fucked up is that $350 ended up being a deal.
Hang on a second. Your total was $350.
Like ish. Yeah.
Didn't we say
but
that
with taxes it's like $400.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Because we were saying, is $300 worth it to go?
Yeah.
Versus, we were talking 600 as the top.
I put a price on it. I think I specifically put a price on Instagram.
You said, is it $300?
Is it $300?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I ended up paying $400.
But we said, no, you said, is Instagram worth $300? And then I said, yeah, but it's not going to be $300. There's no way to get it to $300.
And you were right. Yeah. It was $400.
It was like $400. So it was tough. It was not fun. And I learned a lesson. You know, I learned a big lesson, which is...
don't lose your phone.
Don't lose your phone, ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where's your phone right now? Where is it?
It's over there.
Mm. What'd you get, 4S?
Yeah, I got the 4S.
We're so dependent on these damn phones.
How much would it have been to go to the 5?
I hate that we're so dependent.
It would have been 600 and something. It would have been around $700.
Twice as much.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And I've heard just such terrible things about the 5. Like, everybody that has it. Yeah, everybody that has it is like,
this is a nightmare.
Dog shit.
You're just saying that because you're a Droid user, Brian.
Droid.
I'm an Apple user, and people are like,
hey. Yeah.
And the guy was totally trying to sell it to me and be like,
the 5.
I'm like, no, man.
Nah, man.
Yeah. I don't want to get all these new cords that you have to get to plug it in. And like, it's just in the operating system. I have like an opportunity to upgrade to OS 6.1.
Yeah,
or
iOS 6. I like
and
it.
You do?
Yeah.
See, everybody that I've talked to, except for you,
yeah.
has been like, do not upgrade to this system.
Yeah, I found that it works pretty well.
Really? Because I heard that all the videos and everything weren't playing, like that there was major problems.
There
with
were bugs
Flash.
With the very first thing. Well, Flash doesn't work anyway. It's never worked. So
Flash doesn't work on mobile phones.
No iPads or iDevices. So it's never Flash has never worked.
Oh.
They're using HTML5 now as a better, and that's a much better
video
programming thing for video and for
board.
I got a thing in my throat.
Yeah.
Do you ever sometimes think because you know these cell phones are major corporations as they are, and they're like, sorry, this is our policy. Sorry, we can't have a policy. Mm. What if you were to call and be like, oh no, I lost my phone. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Be like, yeah, but my policy is that you can't fuck me. It's nothing to do with me. It's just my policy. Like, everyone hides behind.
Right.
Those are just the guidelines. But, and they're just guidelines that people make up anyway.
Well,
so what if you come to the table with the same guidelines?
But they're in writing.
Yeah, you would need to slide. Yeah, you slide a contract over to them when they slide one to you.
Yeah.
And that contract.
Why not?
They won't sign it.
Dude.
If it says something as, like, subjective as, I don't want to be screwed, you know, that means you can go back to the table anytime and say, you know what, I really feel like I'm being screwed by the fact that you're charging me at all.
Be like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. That's going to be $550. Oh, I get that. But and believe me, I want to pay that $550, but my policy won't let me pay any more than $100.
But that's the thing about corporations. Like, that's why they're not human beings, you know?
Right.
Like, everyone's like, corporation's a human being. No, it's not.
Well, Greg, you own a not-so-new iPhone.
Yeah, it's new to me.
It's new to you, which is good.
Mm.
Brian, I owe you a burrito.
Oh,
by the way, Barack Obama was elected this week.
I'd like to give a thumbs up to the electoral voting system.
And the popular vote. He won both.
I would like to say one thing.
Yes.
I lost an iPhone, okay?
Yes.
Like, it's nothing, okay? And
right.
I just want everyone that's listening and you guys to know that that sucked and it was kind of a hassle.
Yeah.
But I am so incredibly blessed, and we are incredibly blessed to be in the United States of America.
True.
Where a human being could be troubled by losing a very nice phone. That could be a challenge for him.
Yeah.
And I just want to acknowledge the fact that I know that people out there have a lot bigger things on their plate than I do.
Yeah.
And I respect that. And I also respect the fact that I'm in a country that allows me to have any sort of resources to buy such a nice phone. And that we're very lucky. I'm very lucky in that we're very lucky to be in this country.
Yeah.
How's that? God bless America.
Totally God bless America.
Right.
Yeah. America.
And God bless the world. You know, God bless our earth.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You said God bless something.
I realize that. I'm sitting here now.
Huh.
The sentiment behind it is still there, regardless of who I'm asking to bless anything.
Interesting, Robert.
All right, Robert. Starting to break himself down.
No.
Starting to
open
up a little.
Good work, America. Good work getting out and voting. Good work, America.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for voting. Even if you didn't vote for the one who won. You know, you are.
There's a lot of things that were voted on. We had presidents, we had Senate, we had
a lot of measures.
We had a lot of stuff that happened.
Elizabeth Warren won.
Yeah, I know. My mom's super stoked.
I did find it interesting that Romney didn't win his own state, Massachusetts, nor did Ryan, Wisconsin.
I know.
So
very weird.
That was kind of interesting.
I think that spoke volumes.
It did.
Without saying a thing, it spoke many.
But yes, Elizabeth Warren, I'm very excited. I'm honestly believe that she will be a presidential candidate in not 4 years, but maybe eight.
Yeah.
She's great. Very
my
smart
mom
lady.
Has been hanging out with her back in Massachusetts.
Really?
On the campaign. Yeah.
That's awesome.
My mom loves her.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fan.
Anyway, we got to go.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, on behalf
I'll get that burrito to
burrito,
you sometime.
Today.
No, well, maybe I'll buy it and then
I'll hang on to it probably now.
I don't know.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
On behalf of Robert Schein and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Girard. We are the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.